Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Grow Your Life podcast. My name is Jeremiah Krakowski. On this podcast, I help mentors, trainers, and coaches scale their businesses and make crazy amounts of money online using direct response marketing and the tactics that I've used for over 22 years in the industry to tell you exactly what's working right now today to get more money. Now, I want to talk about something that I notice is a bit of an issue when it comes to coaches and mentors is we care a lot about people. That's not the problem. That's a good thing. That's what drives us to do what we do and why we mentor people. The reason why we do what we do is because we want to help others. And it's a great way to make money. And you know that, but you don't want to make money the priority. So here's what I want to tell you is that I find oftentimes that coaches and mentors are way too concerned with how their prospects feel. I'm not talking about their clients. See, when it comes to my paid clients, I really do care about them getting results. It's not just lip service me saying that. It's something that I put all of my effort and energy outside of my family and my relationship with God into getting my clients results. And if you're a client of mine, you know that. When it comes to my prospects, however, let's say you're not a paid client of mine and you're watching this, listening, I mean this with all due respect, but I could not care less about your opinions or feelings, whether you're tired of me emailing you too often or what I post on social media or how I say something. And sure, okay, devil's advocate kind of thing here. To persuade people to buy you, they need to like you. But here's what I do. I'm just going to assume everybody likes me just how I am. I'm not going to censor myself, change it. And I'm not going to adjust my behavior in order to make somebody want to buy something. I've been in this industry long enough that I know exactly what the behaviors are that get a result. So if you follow those specific behaviors, one of which could be emailing your email list at least once every other day, 3 to 4 times a week. And you might say, well, gosh, Jeremiah, I'm on so many lists. I don't want to spam people. I don't want to annoy them with my emails. Can I tell you this? That thinking right there is one of the root causes why you might not be getting the kind of results that you want to. Because I've noticed a lot of mentors, and quite frankly, again, if this offends you that I say that, we can have a conversation and I understand, but like realize that energy of, okay, the opportunity to grow your business by sending email out to your email list is so great. It is the most effective, consistent way to bring in cash flow for your business is by building an email list and then emailing those people consistently. And then you have offers and it becomes a loop. It's like this, okay? We get the email right here. We got the email. Then we're going to send them offers. If they don't grab the offer, we're going to email them again and we're going to send them offers. And it's a loop that just keeps on looping until they end up buying, becoming a customer, or unsubscribing. And so I'm equally unconcerned if people unsubscribe, they dislike my emails or something like that. Or maybe I'm posting too much. And so I had a guy once contact me. He's like, you post way too often on social media, Jeremiah. I'm going to unfriend you. Great. Go ahead, please. So like in that, if we cannot put so much mental energy around tiptoeing around the feelings and opinions of our prospect. I used to do these live events, and I still do them from time to time. It's not as often, and they're a different format. I have one coming up here soon, but where I would do live Q&A with people I never met on the internet before. They would come up on camera, and I'll tell you, some people were very angry at the things that I was saying because I believe it challenged some belief about what was ethical in them, like this idea. I mean, somebody got angry with me that I charged $2,000 for my coaching program, which is actually really cheap compared to what a lot of people charge. Angry. And it used to concern me. It used to bother me. It used to eat me alive because I wanted the acceptance and the approval. And I thought that maybe that would turn into sales. Realize that, you know what, a prospect, I ended up literally having to block this person from my, because people had to pay money to be able to join the Q&A. They'd paid like $27 or something. I blocked their credit card from being able to purchase on my website because every time they were on, it was negative. And so I did not concern. And then I got the nastiest email about the fact that they couldn't register. So, like, hear me out here. My mental health, my sanity, my income is directly correlated to the fact that I am okay with disappointing a prospect, upsetting them, them not wanting to listen to me. Okay? Now let's go to the flip side, on the positive side. With my clients, I still encourage people not to get codependent with their clients, but you should concern yourself with how can I get them results? How can I do the very best of my ability to get my clients results? That's what a great coach does. And there's nuance to that, of course. Like at some point, there are certain people who literally are just not going to do the work. And you've done everything in your power to help them and above and beyond. And they still won't do the work. And then they will might even blame you for why they didn't do the work. I've had this happen. This is what happens in the coaching world. You got to shake your shoe off, dust your shoulders off, and realize this is not my responsibility. I did the very best I could to the best of my ability. And that's all that matters. Do the best that you can to do the best of your ability. And our abilities and capabilities are very different for everybody. For instance, like my capability, some coaches, they can literally be one-on-one all day long with their clients. I got two kids and I have a couple of different businesses that I build. I don't have the capacity to be on live 24/7 with my clients, but I give the opportunity for them to message me 24/7 and I respond back and I'm available to provide that value. See the difference? So whatever you're capable of to the maximum of your capability, and we don't feel any guilt or shame about if our capability might be different than somebody else. Like my capability when I was single was way different. I spent a lot of that time playing more video games. I play a lot less video games now, though I still do a like it. The new Madden football game's coming out in about a month and a half, and I'm kind of stoked for that. Okay. So anyways, I love the football game. So anyways, all that to say, do not let the opinions, the feelings, the judgments of potential business stop you from just being yourself, having fun, loving what you're doing, showing up in a powerful way. And I had to tell myself this. I had to learn this myself because I found myself constantly trying to censor myself and make myself more palatable, more approachable to certain people because I thought that would produce better results. Now, yes, I'm growing in my skill, my body language, how I show up. There's certain cadence and things and tone and stuff like that that you can do that helps people connect with you better. When I use my hands and I inflect my voice up and down like this, that there is some nuance to that. And I've learned how to use that to be able to get my point across better. When to slow down, when to speed up. And this is just, as somebody who's been around this industry long enough, you learn these things. I actually learned them probably a lot later than most people. Most people learn those things at the beginning of their career. I learned them about in the last year. Which is very interesting. Okay. I had like a tone that I thought had to be my tone, and now I'm like, okay, you know what? It's going to be me. People are going to connect with me. They're going to like that. That's the type of content I like to connect with. And so take it or leave it. You don't like it, I love you, but meh. Okay. All right. So all that to say, I just want to encourage you, like, have fun with your business, really. And don't put so much energy and time and effort into what people are going to perceive about you. Be consistent. Show up. Consistently make content and have offers. And the rest will work itself out. Trust me. Whenever my business has struggled, I wasn't consistent and I was way too worried about pleasing others. And when it thrived, I let go of the brakes. I released the brakes. Let them go. and just went down the roller coaster. Imagine you're at the top of a roller coaster and you're just letting go of a brake line. That's kind of what you got to do in your business. A little bit of reckless abandon, but you're strapped in. You got guardrails, right? Stay within the guardrails. Stay in your lane. I think that's important. I think this idea, what I love is this concept. It's like a little bit of reckless abandon combined with guardrails and staying in your lane. Like, that's the key. That's the right angle for marketing. That's right where it's at, right there. Where you have fun, you flow, but you're within the boundaries. You got boundaries. You got that going on, all right? Listen, I know this has helped somebody. If you want to help somebody else, pass on this podcast episode. And if you want to work with me personally, I'd love to have you join my Wealthy Coach Academy program, where we're helping coaches, trainers, and mentors know exactly what steps to take to scale their businesses to make incredible, life-changing amounts of money. I'd love to be your mentor to help you do that, like I have for thousands over the years. I want to get you results, all right? We'll talk soon. Grow your life, everybody. Have a good one.